Hello.
Oh, good afternoon. Is this Miss Shoemaker?
I beg your pardon.
Is this Miss or Mrs. Shoemaker?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my name is Dr. Perrin. I was appointed by the court to give an assessment of Chris's mental health. Have you been aware of any of this?
No, I don't have any authorization to talk to anybody about this.
Oh, well, he suggested that we give you a call. You've been his pastoral counselor for some time.
Yeah, but I would have to see something in writing, simply because I have been getting a lot of unauthorized phone calls.
From the court or from this office?
From people claiming to be part of all this.
Well, sorry, did you say that
So,
you received a call from this number before? Because I did ask my secretary to try and reach you if she could. That may have been her.
I don't I your number is listed as unknown, so I have no idea what your number is.
Oh, well, I'm calling from Virginia. I suppose if there are security
If you
breaches.
could fax an authorization, I'd be very happy to talk with you.
Certainly. Do you have a fax
Or
number?
if you could, or if you could, or if you could go through the lawyer, Robert Bell, he would certainly authorize it.
Well, I've already spoken to Mr. Bell, and he's given me a list of numbers, people that Christian recommended that we should get in touch with to come through some kind of assessment process. And you were top of the list.
Okay.
Have you spoke to?
That would be fine. I just would either have to have something in writing or I'd have to hear something from Mr. Bell himself. And that's just to protect Christian, because I've had police reports filed over the past 2 years around all of this, because of the misuse of my phone.
Well, yes, I was made aware of everything that had been happening.
Yeah.
This was previous to the current case.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yes. See, this is what we were trying to do. We were attempting to get a kind of historical perspective on everything that had been going on, but it's been very
Yeah,
difficult.
and that makes
Mr.
perfect sense, and I
Yes.
would be very happy to help with it, but I do need to have some authorization.
Well, I shall be meeting with Christian in Branchland Court on the hold on a second. It's either the 10th or the 11th. Hold on. Oh, yes, it'd be the 10th. Yes, so we should be up there on the 10th, about 11 o'clock in the morning. We just wanted to meet with Christian. I suppose if you wanted to have some kind of an introduction face to face. I assume Mr. Bell will be there as well. I suppose you could come along to that.
That would be fine. This is on the 10th. That is
On Saturday.
what day of the week is? Pardon?
That'll be on Saturday.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
At what time?
Is it 10 or? Hold on a second. Yes, it was 11 o'clock. In the morning.
11 o'clock?
Yes. I assume.
I could do that at 11.
All right, I assume you know the way down.
This would be in Mr. Bell's office,
No, this would be at Christian's
or
home.
where?
Yeah, Christian's home on 14 Branchland Court. Well, I don't know. He's requested that we liaise there, and Mr. Bell seems to have gone along with it. It's a little unorthodox, but we wouldn't mind seeing him inside his home to get a kind of sense of everything that's been going on from him and his mother as well.
Let me write down the address again.
It's a 14 Branchland Court. It's a Christian's home address.
Oh, he is meeting you at his home?
Yes.
Hmm.
It was a little unorthodox.
It not only would be unorthodox, but I think you'll have a very difficult time getting anything done in that home. Because of things I know about the conditions of the home. It's not going to be a good place to meet.
Well, this is again why personally I wouldn't have a problem with even seeing the address itself, to get a kind of understanding of the perspective from Christian's angle. At least that was the silver cloud and the lining that I was taking away from it. Like I said, it is rather unorthodox, but Christian requested it, and it may be prudent, I think.
They are having an infestation problem in that home.
Oh, really?
And the health department has already visited there. And
oh my goodness,
it would probably not be a real wise place for you to go.
Are they still living there, or have they taken up alternate accommodation? Because according to Mr. Bell and Christian, they were still living there.
Yeah, they are still living there.
With an infestation in Christian's condition?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that shouldn't be at all.
No, it shouldn't. And the social services and the health department have been a part of that.
Have you spoken with social services yourself? Because we've yet to speak with them.
I have not. I have spoken with health department people.
Yes. I understood that you were a personal assistant almost, and as well as a counselor to Christian, you'd accompanied him to several things before. So.
Yes, I have. Absolutely, and I will be very happy to assist in whatever way I can.
I'm not happy to hear about this infestation problem, though, especially with Christian the way he is. Is there any chance that you could sort out some kind of alternate accommodation? Do you have that kind of services at your disposal?
Certainly you could meet at the church.
No, I meant for actual accommodation for Christian.
That has to be handled through. He's not requesting anything alternate, any decisions like that have to come through social services, and that has been a long history as well.
That's why I was recommending that perhaps if you had a sort of a church outreach program where you could offer temporary accommodation just until the trial is finished with. Maybe Christian would be willing to go along with that. Because I understand that he doesn't want to move from his residence, but I also understand that an infestation is a very bad thing at the moment, especially with everything that's going on. So you might want to recommend something.
This has been a situation ongoing over many months. And Christian seems to feel that he has stayed away from it, but that requires him to stay just in one room.
The infestation.
Health services have talked with the family. We have always met with the family at the church or at the lawyers or with Christian somewhere in town. They have never wanted us to come to the house.
No, I can understand.
And I don't think Christian would be comfortable with me coming there.
Well, he did request that. Well, I assumed he requested that you would be there as well, but he did ask me to come down there to the residence. So I don't know really what that's about now. If Mr. Bell's going to be there or not?
Yeah, I would.
Personally,
I'll
personally,
be happy to talk with him.
Personally,
and,
I have no problem going down there myself.
See if I can. Pardon?
I said, personally, I have no problem going down there myself. I'm sure I've seen far worse places, whatever kind of infestations are going on. But I was kind of hoping that we could have counted on your support to come along. If only to sort of handle the introductions in a personal way with somebody that Christian already knows.
Yeah. Let me talk with Christian and see if the same thing could be done at the church.
All right. I tell you what. I'll ask my secretary to give you a call back, and we'll try and go from
there. Okay.
All right. Should be in about an hour or two.
Okay.
Because I've got to get on
the phone. Can I have your name again, please?
This is Dr. Perron. Perron.
Dr. Perron?
Perron. Perron.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll ask them to give you a call back, and hopefully we can figure out what's going on before Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me call Christian and see. I would have, and working on a family systems and on a pastoral counseling psychological basis.
Right.
I would not think that would be a good place to do the interview. They're going to be defensive.
Well,
they're going to be trying to protect you from.
Yes.
The nurses that went out there found that a very difficult place to try to work with them.
Well, so, even so, I mean, it would make sense though, in order to gain that kind of perspective and see things from Christian's angle a little more. I do understand what you're saying about trying to put it in a neutral environment, but I'm not too sure now. I wasn't aware that it was as bad as you say it was.
I have not been there, and I do not know.
No.
But except from what the nurses have said.
Which nurses were these?
Public health nurses.
How long ago was that? Was that fairly recent?
That was around the time of his father's death. They were out there because of patient discharge procedures and such.
That would have been about two or three months ago, I think. So yes, that is recent. All right.
And he was while he was in the hospital under quarantine.
Christian
because
was.
Of it. No, Christian's father.
Oh. So he contracted something from the infestation?
He had bug bites all over him.
Good God. Well, that's all right. Is it Miss or Mrs. Shoemaker?
Miss Shoemaker.
It's
Reverend Shoemaker, actually.
I'm sorry?
I said officially it's Reverend Shoemaker.
Oh, I didn't realize. Okay. All right, I think the best way to proceed, if you could speak with your church outreach group, and if you could try and find some temporary accommodation for Christian and his mother, just until the court case is over, and we can perhaps see if we can get the state to fund a cleanup or something in the property, because that's quite horrendous. And I think we can do something about it, and we should do. So if you could find some kind of temporary accommodation for them, preferably within the church, because I can understand they wouldn't want to go with outside strangers. I quite understand.
I really doubt that they would receive that offer at all. They have not received help from social services.
Well, you can understand why it would be in Christian's best interest if you could do that, because if he was to go to the court and they were to present an assessment was that he was living in such conditions along with his mother, then it would not fare well on him at all, and they would perhaps be completely evicted from the property. And that wouldn't be in their interests, even in the least.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to do this, but I think it would be a wise thing to do.
I can see your point, and I'll certainly talk with Mr. Bell about whether he would rather see Christian in such a situation.
It wouldn't be permanent. It would only have to be temporary, just until the trial is done with, and we could perhaps fund a cleanup while they were in there, and they wouldn't have to end up paying for that. So perhaps we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I do have to be going off, but if you could call and speak with Christian, and I'll try and have somebody or possibly myself call you back in about 2 hours. Okay?
About how many hours?
About 2 hours.
About 2 hours from now?
Yes. Oh, are you going to be there to pick up?
I'll be up until 11, so yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. All right, I've got to be getting off, but thank you very much for speaking.
Okay,
thank you. Goodbye.
God damn. I was not expecting any of that.